Today I'm going to talk about the use of dilated eye examination among U.S. adults, and I will present the results of the 2002 National Health Interview Survey. This slide gives some background information on visual impairment and impact of eye diseases. Visual impairment is one of the 10 most frequent causes of disability in the United States, with 1.1 million people legally blind and more than 19 million people reported being visually impaired. Annual economic and social cost of visual impairment exceeds $67 billion annually, and average lifetime cost for a person is more than $500,000. Treatment of some eye diseases is effective if diagnosed early, and blindness and visual impairment from them can be reduced with early detection and treatment. Most eye diseases, however, lack symptoms until the vision is lost, and when the vision is lost, it cannot be restored. Therefore, the dilated eye examination should be performed at appropriate intervals to detect changes in retina and optic nerves, or both. Reflecting the importance of visual health, in 2000, the Vision Health Focus Area was first included in Healthy People 2010, and the National Vision Goal is to improve the visual health of the nation through prevention, early detection, treatment, and rehabilitation. Vision Focus Area included 10 vision objectives, but we also have another objective in Diabetes Focus Area, Objective 5-13. If Objective 5-13 is to increase the proportion of adults with diabetes who have an annual dilated eye exam, the new Objective 21-8 is to increase proportion of all persons who have a dilated eye examination at appropriate intervals. The objective of this study is to estimate the reported use of dilated eye examination and also to assess whether there are gender, race, ethnicity, education differences among persons who received a dilated eye examination. Our data source was National Health Interview Survey. It's a nationally representative sample of civilian, non-institutionalized population. The survey is conducted by U.S. Bureau of Census by computer-assisted software. It's in-person interview, face-to-face. And as a design of this survey, it oversamples black and Hispanic persons. In 2002, for the first time, the Vision Health Supplement was included to HIS, and it had almost 12 questions asking about use of eye care services, about being told that you have ever been diagnosed with particular eye disease, and also asking questions about use of protective eyewear. The study population were adults 18 years and over, and in 2002, the response rate was 74.3%, and sample size more than 31,000 persons. The data were collected on use of eye exam by asking a question: when was the last time you had an eye exam in which your pupils were dilated? And this would have made you temporarily sensitive to bright light. The estimates of diabetes were collected using a question: have you ever been told by a doctor or health professional that you have diabetes or sugar diabetes? We analyzed data using Sudan software. It's a special software designed to account for a complex survey design. All data were weighted to the U.S. Population, and estimates were age-adjusted. Reliability of our estimates were determined by relative standard error, and those with the error higher than 30% were considered unreliable. We compared all estimates using test of significance. Here you can see the actual data, and this is the Healthy People 2010 target. As you can see from this data, adults ages 18 and over had an dilated eye exam in the past 2 years, and this is like 55% of adults. And among those with diabetes, an annual eye exam was taken only by 58% of people with diabetes. And it's way below the target. The target, the healthy people target for people with diabetes is 76%. And target for all adults is 58%. Both targets are not achieved yet. This slide gives you a more detailed information, allowing to see what population subgroups received an eye examination. And female were more likely to receive an eye exam, as well as white people. Also those people who had education higher than high school. And people with diabetes were more likely to receive an eye examination in the past 2 years. When we decided what is an appropriate time intervals for adults, it was decided by the working group. Working group represents National Eye Institute and also CDC, that we should follow the recommendation of American Academy of Ophthalmology and recommend 2 year intervals for adults. This is the same dilated eye exam by age group, and you see that almost like it's only like 40% of adults 18 to 44 received an eye exam, and older people were much more likely to receive an eye exam than younger adults. Also, what makes a difference? Of course, health insurance and income. Those who had health insurance were more likely to receive an eye examination, as well as those whose income was higher than 200% of federal poverty level. This slide is sort of repetitive, but it shows those who had never had an dilated eye exam in their life. And almost 18% of U.S. adults never received a dilated eye examination in their life. And among those who never had eye exam are males, also Asian, Hispanic, and people whose income was below than 200% of federal poverty level. By age group, 30% of U.S. adults at age 18 to 45 never received an eye examination. The same picture with the health insurance and education group. We also analyze data and see to see the use of dilated eye examination among adults with diabetes. As you can see, there is no difference among sex, race, and income group. The differences are not statistically significant. There is some difference by age, health insurance, and some difference for education. While the previous data for eye examination among all adults are new, we had some data for persons with diabetes for a while. So we were monitoring the data starting 1998, but it's not an annual like data collection. We collect it on periodic basis. And as you can see, although the use of a dilated eye examination increased from 49% to 58% in 2003, it's still below the target of 76%. Some limitations of this study should be noted. Vision questions are not asked on a regular basis. It's just a supplement. Also, our data based on self-reports, and they are not validated against physician diagnosis or patient's history. That is why the accuracy of reporting status is unknown. It may be over-reporting or under-reporting. Also, HAS excludes institutionalized population, people in nursing homes and hospitals, and it also may lead to some underestimation. And we had some problems with small minority U.S. population. Because of the sample size, some data were not reliable. And we can make some conclusions. HIS provided us with the first national comprehensive data on use of eye care services, and you can get our data from Healthy People website. As you can see from the data that I presented, use of dilated eye examination was still low, as for example 18% of adults have never had a dilated eye examination in their life, and only 60% of persons with diabetes receive an annual eye examination. Also, disparity exists among social demographic population groups, and those who are disadvantaged are people with low education and people with low incomes. And it may be because people are not aware of the need of regular eye examination, or maybe they lack access to health services, or maybe it's the combination of both factors. We expect to have a next HIS Vision supplement in 2008. So we will be able to get a follow-up data and also to see where there is some progress towards the use of dilated eye examination. And some policy implication. We all know that early diagnosis can prevent or slow vision loss, and that prevalence of age-related eye diseases and visual impairment is projected to increase significantly as we have an aging population, and the group of 65 years and older is projected to reach 27 million by year 2025 as baby boomers generation is coming to their retirement and to aging. And this may have an important implication to eye care services, as demand may significantly increase, and it may be a need for allocating additional resources in healthcare services. Okay, thank you so much. Yes, in order to receive a follow-up data for vision objectives, we keep the same questions, but we also have included new questions because now we started planning for Healthy People 2020, and we need to receive data so that we can establish a new objective for the new decade.
So what new questions are being contemplated? What new topical areas?
It's not mostly new topical area. It's more trying to get an understanding of the burden of age-related eye diseases. For example, we included questions and asked people if they have ever been diagnosed with cataract, macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy. But we didn't ask them whether their vision was affected by this disease, by this particular disease. And also we want to include question asking if people ever had cataract operation, and sort of to see how it's used and how it affects the visual impairment. There is another question, and it's asked on annual basis, and they ask, have you visited your eye care professional in the past 12 months without asking particularly about eye examination?
And have they correlated to the questions that you presented today?
No, I didn't correlate to this presentation in particular, but we have this data on annual basis. It's in the part that is called access to healthcare. Usually 25% people who annually report that they go to eye care professional. It includes everything, eye doctor, ophthalmologist, optometrist, so it's variety of eye care professionals.